Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, December 30th. The grains closed higher here today. Corn, wheat, and beans all on new contract high and high closes. March corn, 13 days in a row, I think straight up here, up 8.5 cents at 4.74 and a half. March wheat up 22.25 cents, at 6.40 and three quarters, and March beans up 4.5 cents at $13.5. So we've got beans in the teens for the first time in, you know, the better part of 6-7 years out here. Oil was up just a little bit, 11 ticks. Meal up another 350 a ton. I don't know what got into the wheat. They're talking about the dollar being lower. It's now 22 ticks. We've been lower than this, and you know, two weeks ago, and wheat was, you know, 50 cents under this price. So I don't buy the fact that it's the weak dollar. Some people are saying it's dry in Russia. It is, but, you know, I just don't see any real demand for the wheat. We're looking at export sales tomorrow at 350,000 metric tons. Pretty hard to get excited over that. I think it's just the funds. We're only long about 15 or 20,000 wheat coming into today, and I think they just wanted to add to long grain positions, and the cheapest way to do it was in the wheat market. So I think that's what it's about as much as anything. I'm not a believer, but you know, I haven't been a believer in the beans for the last buck, and it certainly hasn't had any trouble rallying, despite what I think. So, you know, the corn up another 8.5 cents. We've settled the Argentinian port strikes. Yet beans closed higher, corn closed higher. As a typical bull market, we opened lower in all these and closed higher. You know, I just think we're running out of gas up here. You know, how much of the fund's going to buy? We're so overbought. Yes, fundamentally, people are looking at the supply and demand report for next month and thinking the beans are going to be cut significantly, corn's cut significantly, maybe down to 1.3, 1.4 billion bushels on the carryout. I don't know if it's going to be that low or not, but I know 4.75 corn ain't cheap corn. This is the highest it's been in, again, 5.5, 6 years out here. You've got new crop corn at 4.33 tonight, strong price, new crop beans, over 11 bucks, around 11.05. I just think this thing is, you know, we expected it to make the highs at the end of the year. Now we're going to be there tomorrow. I just don't know, you know, if we come in on Monday and we close this thing higher on Monday, I'm not sure what's going to stop it. I just don't see it out here. I don't know that things are bad enough around the world. One of the well-known experts on Brazil did not change his estimates on production. Argentina's had some rains. Brazil looks like they're going to get more rains. But I guess until we see a really good soaking rain in Argentina and Brazil, this market may not back off. Now, that could change over the weekend. But, you know, I think this thing is really, I think it's gone way beyond its means out here. I probably will look to sell some more grain tomorrow and see where we go from there. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.